And we're going to flip around and do another interview about Showtown. We just, of course, did a couple days ago about Jazz at the White Hart. By the way, the early tickets, online tickets, are sold out. You can go to the door at the night of that concert, and there'll be tickets, some tickets available at the door. But that's going to be a nice show. But that's A Horse of a Different Color. We are going to talk about what the heck happened in my kitchen. And joining us this morning is, first of all, the co-founder of Showtown, and that is Zia Mejia. Zia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And along on a different phone line is someone that we've spoken to several times over the years, Mark Scarborough. Mark, nice to speak to you this morning.
Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Very, very, very good. It's thank you for both joining us this morning. So the event I'm talking about is coming up on Friday, May 3rd. It'll be at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville. And like I said, the title of it, What the Heck Happened to My Kitchen? So I'm going to start off first with the co-founder. I like that because I'm a co-founder here with Jill Goodman of the radio station. But yeah, talk a little bit about what you're anticipating to do with Showtown and how something quite as diverse and interesting as this fits in with the mix of things that you're going to offer the public.
Hi. So thank you so much for having me on the show. So first I will talk about Showtown. So we know that Showtown is a nonprofit organization that started in Lagos a few months ago. We are trying to bring entertainment and cultural events to our area at very low cost. So we started it from scratch. We had no mailing list, no website, no venue, no customers, and we had no idea where we are going to. We are trying really to bring different kinds of events. We started our first show, it was a play, Vase, and it was sold out. Our second show will be a concert, as you said, Jazz at the White Hart. It's already sold out. It's on March 27 at the White Hart Inn. But you can still have a few tickets that you can sell at the door for standing room tickets. We really can't guarantee any seat. But today, I am here because we have a very different show. It's about a kitchen talk. What the heck happened to my kitchen? It will be on May 3rd at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville. It is a free event. All what you need to do is to go to our website, showtown.org, to register online and book a seat. So for this event, we are hosting Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough. They are an amazing couple. Funny, entertaining, informative. They are really amazing guys. We will be discussing all these new gadgets and equipment that are changing our kitchen, changing our cooking techniques. We have so many equipments coming on the market. We don't know what to buy, how to use them. So Bruce and Mark, they published around 32 cookbooks. They take this new trendy kitchen equipment, they test them, and they write books about them. Just to give you an example, they published books about Instant Pot, about pressure cooker, about slow cooker, and I think in October, a book about air fryer cooking is coming. What the heck is that? So I don't think we can find better person than Bruce and Mark to talk about the subject.
All right. Well, Bruce, let me right now bring in Mark Scarborough. Mark, nice to welcome you on the radio again today.
Thanks, Marshall. Thanks much.
Now, you know, just to remind you folks, Bruce is the chef. Mark is the author.
He's the writer. Right. I am the writer of this team.
Yeah, but some of the writing had to rub off on Bruce, and some of the cooking had to rub off on you as well.
Yeah, I used to be. I always say I used to be a real cook, but then I married a chef, so that kind of put an end to that. So I do cook. I do know my way around the kitchen, but I'm responsible for actually writing and publishing the books.
I was before we got on the air. I was mentioning that I miss seeing them on the in the kitchen with David.
Right on QVC. Yeah, we have been on there quite a few times, and we're looking forward to it. Maybe with the air fryer book. I think there's talk about that at this point.
All right. So now at this event, which once again we want to remind you, the next event for Showtown, What the Heck Happened in My Kitchen, will be Friday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville. It's free, but you need to reserve your ticket space by going to showtown.org. You'll get there. You go to current events, and then you see it right there, and then click on get tickets. Now, what have you got up your sleeves for us, Mark, for that event on Friday?
Well, I think that Bruce and I are in a strange place in that we are truly food writers. We're not chefs, and the cookbook publishing market has shifted, as most people know, greatly towards chefs. But we're in a strange place that we are home cooks and food writers, kind of the last of a breed. And I guess over the last 25 years, we have watched the home kitchen change dramatically. And because of our column on Weight Watchers and all the work we've done, we've been kind of, I wouldn't say we've been a part of this change, but we've certainly been surfing this change over the years. And we see a lot of changes ahead for the kitchen for the future. It is incredible the kinds of things that are starting to happen. As many people know, machines are getting smarter. They're getting Bluetoothed to phones, to devices. They're starting to change in fundamental ways. And I think the kitchen in 10 years won't look anything like what it does today. So I think we're kind of in a cool place that we kind of have watched this happen over the last 25 years, and we kind of are hip or in with a lot of publicists, and we just kind of see where it's going at this point.
We've got Mark Scarborough on the line here talking about, once again, What the Heck Happened in My Kitchen, Friday, May 3rd at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville, 7 o'clock. You know, it's funny, Mark. I've been married several times in my life, and I was always the cook. And and at one point, you know, when you have three boys and a girl, and I would cook every day.
Right.
And since when they all moved away, my kitchen changed dramatically.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. There's a woman who comes to my Faulkner class at the Salisbury Library who's in her upper 90s, and she said to me, "But I don't cook anymore." And I said, "Well, you know what? You can still come to this event, and you can still register at showtown.org and see what maybe your grandkids are going to do in the future, because the kitchen, it is changing dramatically, and it's amazing. I actually think, this is my prediction, and I'll say it that night, but I'll say it again, I actually think that in 10 years, the stove-oven combo that we all know so well will be gone.
I can tell you right now, I have a beautiful gas range, okay?
Yep.
I use that to make things like if I want to really slow cook and make a corned beef or some sort of beef or a roast. It's perfect to put my crusades in there and right, slow cook it for like 3, 4, 5 hours. But other than that, I have on my counter, I have a microwave oven, and I have actually it's called an air fryer, but it looks just like a big toaster oven. But
oh, you must have the Cuisinart.
I forget what the name of it. But anyways, that's what I use. If I cook small batches in that, and for myself, because I'm a single person, I use the microwave occasionally to reheat things, and I use the big stove. But that only gets used probably 3 or 4 times a year. So is that some of the change you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, Bruce and I are just starting to talk about remodeling our kitchen. I think this is a project maybe 5 years out for us, but one of the things we're going to do is rip our stove out, our stove oven, you know, the nice big Wolf thing that everybody wanted 10 years ago. That's all got to come out for us, and we want to replace it with various devices that take the place of this one big monstrosity that sits in our kitchen, and it'll open up space in our kitchen, and it'll also help us open up to a smarter kitchen, and I mean smarter as in Bluetoothed, wired, connected. This is honestly the way it's going. Every publisher in the world is worried about how to publish cookbooks so that they fit on wired devices, on screens, on your toaster oven, or on your refrigerator. That's a big innovation that's happening to the industry.
And And you're so right, because I have pages of certain things that I cook, like corned beef.
Right.
Well, they're faded, but they're inside a cabinet door because I don't want them to. Over the years, I've got 3 or 4 different recipes that I really like how to make tamales and stuff, but right. I don't want to get them mixed up and messed up with while you're cooking. So they're on the inside of a cabinet door.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. How I really could change those to an iPad, but still, I think it would be much more convenient, like you say, to have it right there on the device that you're going to be cooking with.
That's right. The innovation is that you are going to be able to scan. We can now. You can scan those recipes as a JPEG onto an iPad, save it there, and then send it to your refrigerator, to your oven, whatever has a screen, and it'll be sitting there while you cook. I think these kind of innovations may seem futuristic and far out for some people, but honestly, they're coming, and they're coming, if not to your kitchen, they're certainly coming to your kids' and your grandkids' kitchens.
All right, so you'll talk about this. Are there going to be any demonstrations or anything like that?
I think we're bringing a few things with us. I think we're going to do what we always do, which is basically Bruce is going to tell me how I'm wrong about everything. and I think that at the end of the evening, we'll kind of have this idea. Now, it's not just a cooking talk, but it's actually, I was thinking about this the other day, it's actually kind of a kitchen design talk as well. You know, we'll try to do this in a very entertaining and fun way, but to kind of show you where design is headed in the kitchen.
Well, that, once again, this is all coming up. And, you know, at St. Mary's Church in Lakeville, I would guess it's taking place downstairs, right?
Yeah,
that's downstairs. And that is a perfect room for the St. Mary's Church in Lakeville, Friday, May 3rd at 7. What the Heck Happened to My Kitchen with Mark Scarborough and Bruce Weinstein. And the tickets are free, but you do need a ticket. And you can get tickets, of course, at showtown.org. Click on Current Events or click on Get Tickets. It'll be right there. One final comment, Mark. If you have one tip for somebody who's building a house right now and they're putting in a kitchen, and, of course, we all know kitchens have become the living rooms of our houses.
Right.
What tip would that be?
If I had one tip for somebody, I would say that the most important thing you need to do is make sure you have more counter space than cook space, because the future kitchen will need more counter than it will need actual cooking space. And it's just what you said, Marshall, about appliances on the counter. And you're going to have to find a way to store those appliances and also have enough room on the counter to hold them. I've noticed that in some kitchen design recently, counter space is shrinking because people don't want to have acres of counter. I think that's actually the mistake for the way the kitchen is evolving.
All right. Well, that and more. Friday, May 3rd, 7 o'clock, St. Mary's Church at Lakeville. Showtown presents What the Heck Happened to My Kitchen with Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Marshall.
And Zena, thank you very much, and keep up the good work with Showtown.
Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, you folks can hear that interview, if you missed any part of it, online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand, click on Interviews, and it will be there within about 5 minutes or so.